All right, so Vincent Easley with Real Liberty Media, and just so you know that I'm going to put this video up on YouTube. It won't be edited or anything else like that. It'll go just as it is. Okay. And just so you're going to tell us a little bit about what happened in court this morning, and we're not going to, just for privacy, I'm not going to say your name or put you on video.
Okay.
So I got, right before trial started, Judge Navarro, after giving the rules of decorum, and said anybody on the witness list wasn't allowed, and I stood up, and I meant to make a statement that I'm continuing to be witness, but the marshals didn't let me speak and remove me. So after that point, you're still in there, and what happened? So we got opening statements.
Opening statements that, as I seen and understood, was the making of a conspiracy as if it was Clive and Bundy that pulled all the militias together, which was not true. First off, it wasn't all militias. Probably a majority of the people were neighbors and concerned citizens that are not militias. And the only word that was referred to by the prosecution was the word militias, but never mentioned neighbors or concerned citizens. And then went on to say that it was Clive and Bundy that pushed the people to go down and make the BLM give up the cattle, when actually the sheriff had already told everybody that the BLM was leaving, and the pressure wasn't to go push the BLM out, because the people already know the sheriff said the BLM was out. They went down to witness and participate in the returning of the cattle, against the BLM. So the prosecutor made it sound like it was that the BLM released the cattle because of the protesters coming to the wash, which is not true. He failed to mention about the sheriff already saying the BLM is leaving and the cattle would be released. Not to go in on every detail of it, but there was more said in what wasn't said than what was said. The real truth was what was not said. And the things that were said were taken out of context, an exaggeration that the defense or the prosecution said that they were there to give the evidence and the facts. But the truth, when listening to the way they presented it, they were withholding and presenting a twisted side to it to try to work toward conviction more than the facts. That overall, it was what could have been expected. I didn't see anything that was too outrageous, and I believe that the prosecutor is our defense's best defense.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.